Now, some of these composers that we're talking about, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, they have these lyrics that at first blush seem just astonishingly silly, and then they become stunningly clever.
The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly.
Oh, yes.
Can you talk about that sort of juxtaposition of silliness and cleverness?
Well, one of the things I think underlies the cleverness, a lot of them, like Ira Gershwin and Dorothy Fields, their ambition when they were kids was to be light verse poets. They then found you could make a lot more money writing song lyrics. But what they did is they take a lot of the techniques of light verse, which can be silly and flippant, what Ogden Nash's poem about the pelican whose beak can hold more than his bellican. And so that's the world they're coming out of. And they say, why, you can do that in song. Their idol, of course, was W.S. Gilbert and Sullivan.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fight historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical.
But the thing that I think is so fascinating about their wit is that Gilbert always wrote the words first.
I'm very well acquainted to with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. With many cheerful facts about the square and the hypotenuse.
He was essentially a light verse poet. He'd write a poem, and then he'd give the poem to Arthur Sullivan, who would then set it to music. In the world of Tin Pan Alley and Broadway, it was the reverse. In American songwriting, the music came first. They would listen to a composer play a melody, and then they would have to start putting syllable to note, verbal phrase to musical phrase. It was like working a musical crossword puzzle. It was so hard. And to do that and yet come out with fantastic lyrics.
The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again.
That's Larry Hart fitting syllables to musical notes.
And so that would also explain sometimes the twisting of words or creating words that don't exist. I know there are other examples of contractions that aren't commonly used in language, but then wind up in these Cole Porter tunes.
Or right, the Tin Pan antithesis of melody.
This verse I've started seems to me the Tin Pan antithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure.
The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.